Okay, let's start on Halacha Dalet, page Kuf Pei Aleph. On page Kuf Pei Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Noilad V'Hayinu Davash Mischadash Hayom. We're up to the Sugya of Noilad. Something that is created on Shabbos. This is a very extreme example of Muksa. There really can be no greater Muksa than Noilad. It didn't exist. It first came into existence on Shabbos. How could this thing be prepared? How can it be mukhun? How can it be considered prepared for use today? Noilad hainu, the hainu davash and ischadish hayam. For example, efer min ash that comes from fire shechusak hayam, which was kindled today. Al yidei ein yehudi v'chin beitza shenolda hayam. The classic example is an egg that was laid today. The egg did not exist when Shabbos began. The rules of Muksa always refer to, we always have to remember that Muksa always connects into Erev Shabbos, Spain Hashmoshes. Whatever status an object has, Erev Shabbos, Spain Hashmoshes, that status remains with it for the remainder of the day. So since this item did not exist, Spain Hashmosh, Erev Shabbos, Spain Hashmoshes, so now it first comes into existence. It never had a moment in time of Erev Shabbos, Spain Hashmoshes, when it can be considered prepared. So automatically it's not prepared and it's also in tiltal. Umayim hazolchim in oilanos, water which flows from trees, b'nei nisan, any water which drifts from a tree, I guess the water is trapped in between the leaves before Shabbos begins, which it's not accessible, and now on Shabbos it first falls between the branches, between the leaves, and it comes to the ground. That's noilat. Let's say it did exist, but it only came in the doubt through a maisa, through an act of labor that was forbidden. For example, perish nafluman ilan tlisha. If the fruit was attached to the tree when Shabbos began, it's also b'achila because it's melacha derais of toilish. And now on Shabbos it was detached. Or v'cholav shenech milk that was came out of the animal today on Shabbos. You're not allowed to milk an animal on Shabbos. We discussed this last week because milking is a melacha. The many possible melachas of milking dosh or mareach. Now that I'm looking at the gam cane, a suit in the tiltal, there's all of these examples that is also the tiltal. Period. Okay. What about bread that was baked by a man on Shabbos? Now, of course, going here in a thing with pas palto. So we're dealing here in a situation with pas palto, and you're allowed to eat pas palto. In a city where the most people are going, the mistama adaite, the ain yehudi afo, it was baked for a goy. So generally, it's muksa. Why is it muksa? Because it's noilat. The bread did not exist. So besides the problem, even though we can avoid the problem of kosher, because it's pas palter, and we know that everything is, the ingredients are kosher, and even though we can avoid the problem of chil Shabbos, because the goy did not bake the bread for Jews, the goy baked the breads for non-Jews, it's still problematic because it was done on Shabbos and it's noilat. Here, being that it's food and there's nothing else to eat, the only exception is Chazal never instituted muksa when it is there's a tzarch mitzvah, when there's a need for a mitzvah, or when it's shas atchak, person is in a state of tsar, he is hungry. So here, that's what he says over here, that there are exceptions. Muksa is lifted. In this example, this muksa of noilad is lifted, and we can give the bread to a Jew, even though he came into existence for the very first time on Shabbos. Because in the winter time, there's no rain, it's all ice. Oh. There are no leaves. So the water is not trapped on the tree. Only in the springtime will you have. Okay, true. But generally, in the springtime is when the water can fall from a tree on Shabbos, even though it's not raining. There's water trapped in between the leaves. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Shi'onim Mitzvah Halacha Ois Dalet on the previous page Kuf Pei Aleph. Uperoi Shenaflu Min Ilanayin B'Shud Mahari Mi Bar Roina. The ina peros nashu bina bebena shmoshes vyolda tarnagolis oz beitzam vyolda tarnagolis oz beitzam utodim ha peros the ze simin shahoya oz the ma peros nashu bebena shmoshes vyolda tarnagolis oz beitzam mutarin Ben Ashmasha, smutar in aperos. Why the peros smutar? The zes simen shaya oz yoim totan agoilas enim olida belayla kedamrinim bebshas. The Gemara is the very best in Chiddush that chickens do not lay eggs at night. So if you have a suffix yom, suffix laila, the fact that it laid an egg during what we call Ben Hashmashas, it must be that the egg was really laid on by day. So there's no issue whatsoever. Okay, it's a very big chiddush. V'yai bikrei hadarke, I'm not sure what that is, hadarke, if you can use this as a simen proof when was the baby born. The baby was born exactly the moment the egg was laid. So just like when it comes to the egg, the halacha is it's not muksa because the egg is not laid during the day at night, so it must be about still day. The baby was head came out into the world exactly at the moment. So male, this baby is born on Friday, so the brish should be next Friday. Or let's say it's the other way around. Let's say it's Mitzvah Shabbos. It's Shabbos afternoon. It's Ben Hashmashos, and the baby is born the same moment that a chicken lays an egg. That's an indication that the baby has been born on Shabbos. The following week, you're allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos. Even though doing a bris milah on Shabbos involves chil Shabbos, it's okay, because we know for sure that it was born by day, because it was born exactly the same moment the egg was laid. So he says, don't go that far. That far you can't go. When it comes to muksa is a din derabanan. Din derabanan, we can rely upon this chazal that chickens do not lay eggs by at night. But when it comes to the laws of bris milah, that's a din d'oraisa, so to mechal Shabbos, you cannot go so far. Does anyone know today if this thing is true anymore?
Rabbi Levine.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid at chicken farms.
Yeah.
Lights were on all night.
In order to fool the chickens.
To lay eggs.
To lay more eggs at night. So there is something to it, obviously. And today.
The lights on and off more often.
So that made them crazy.
So maybe you have to also know that if you do this for a couple of generations, and maybe it's nishtan hateva, once you retrain their brain, let's say you take chickens and the Zayd, the great great grandfather and the grandfather, all the different levels of the chickens generations, if you keep the lights on 24/7, maybe it affects their
sleep. They don't sleep.
It affects them, where the simon is no longer true nowadays and age. I don't know. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. The next halacha.
Birth is considered when the head first comes out, when the whole body is out.
When the head comes out. Birth is determined when the head comes out. When the majority of the head comes out, that's considered birth. So doctor, you have to know exactly when the baby is born to know you do bris milah on Shabbos. You have to know all these questions. The moilim, a good moil will give you all the details, guidance, and all the different opinions. They'll ask you, when exactly was the baby born? What did the doctor say? When did the head come out? When even the majority of the head. I think with the nose, it depends on some of the forehead, or some say it's the nose, so different opinions, what's called the majority of the head, and that's called the moment of birth. And then one is called Ben Hashmashos. There are different opinions as to when does Ben Hashmashos begin, and to each his own. To each his own. There is no consensus on these things. Okay, halacha, hey, pa shafo ayin b'shut mar sham b'yachad shohaya kiryas chatzos lishof ruach kar v'luchoyitz b'may. The person was, I'm not sure what this word is, Kriyas Chatzois Lishoif Ruach Kar Veluchoitz B'mayim. Okay, he had some situation where he needed V'ein Lo Shum Chamim B'Shabbos Lishoif V'ish Cholosh Etzoch L'Chol Zeh. Okay, I don't know exactly what this means, but it means something along the lines where he needed hot water. Kosav Sham D'Mutu Lo Lishoif Chamim Shavashim Beso Eichel Shal Nochrim Kevim Shasham Avashim L'Tzoch Ha'ach Sinayim Shrum Nochrim. You have a situation where a person
in the country
To get some air.
To go to the bathe.
And now he's all of a sudden faint.
He doesn't have any hot water and showers.
He, So he needs hot water. And the only hot water available is in the community center.
Hotel,
non-Jewish hotel, where they're warmed up hot water for Goyim. Is he allowed to take this hot water to drink? They're making the hot water for non-Jews, majority non-Jews. Exactly our case over here, past that was baked on Shabbos, b'shas hatrak, yesh lochel, b'shas hatrak, since it's a tzar for the person, Chazal will not machmir when it comes to muksa, which is only midrabanan. V'chein kosa b'steichenet, v'hochanam, yitzoch lo libriyus, gufo, in this instance, he needs it for his health. V'yaf al pish shebeshut shus yakov, kosa v'davka pas, only when it comes to bread, or Chazal linyin, asher olav yichye adam, the pasuk says, ki lo yalech levada yichye adam, which we interpret to mean that a person lives upon bread, only there were we leaning to allow a person to eat bread that was baked by a goy on Shabbos. Mikri shasat chak v'loi b'kofi afilu hachti im tzorch lo lebrius gufoi. That's not necessarily precise. If you need this food for your health, gam hashvus yakamoyti v'gam leshayich le'esa mishum shema yam b'shuloi. What about the issue of the goy may, once you get into the habit of coming here every Shabbos for a stroll and partaking from the hot water, so the cook of this non-Jewish hotel will know in advance next week to cook up more hot water, so it's being marbe b'shviloi. So you're causing the goy to be marbe b'shviloi. Shema yar b'shviloi. The chenveni b'laf hachi is making mechen harbe. There is no issue because since you're going into a store, the chenveni is making plenty, enough for more than he needs. And mishum bishul akum nami in le'aser. So we discuss bishul is no problem. The harbe matim lishta is coffee based mizigasam a coffee. There's no problem because coffee in the coffee house. We don't know because the coffee beans is something the bishul akum is already pre-cooked. It's only when you're cooking it for the why is there no bishul akum? We once learned this. I forgot all the details already. Oil al shulchan malachim. Is a coffee is something which coffee l'chora? What's the reason? It's not a food. It's a bean. Okay, but there is no Isra Bishlakam. Okay, let's do that for aside for now, if we have to review those halachas as well. Ayin Shami. Ayin Chaya Adam, Shekosav Gamkein, the Be'im Hanachri, Einu Yodea, Shayishol Yishta Kofi Oy Ti, Mutur Lishta Esmimash, Shabish Lutzerch Atzma, Kmai Pas, same the halacha. If the guy is not aware that the Jew plans to eat it, so he did not bake it, did not cook it for the Jew, so there is no issue. The Ayin Berchas Chayim, B'shem Seifim Orei Or, name the sefer the bekrachim the eco tuva chalushim in a city where there are many people that are not well. Yesh letzadei lahakel likach b'shulam gemuska ois mipash ha'afa akum b'shabbos. You're allowed to buy bread that was baked on Shabbos. Kevon the kol choyle sheimay sakana imel yakum shiase v'chol shekein kan sheafia lo yehoisa b'shul ayudim ayin sham. You're even lechatchila allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos when for a choyle sheimay sakana. It's a lachas kam v'kamu. When the guy did not do it for you, the guy did it for his own benefit, and you're going to the store, someone is going to the market to pick up bread that was baked on Shabbos, and the guy baked it for his own purpose, not for you. Certainly, his mutter over here, we have a special need. Okay, that's the basic halacha. Now let's go to halacha. Hey, kelim shehem yuchadim lasos b'hem halacha hasur lasos b'shabbos. Now we come to kelim shemalachdim liser, a utensil that is set aside to do a halacha that you now do on Shabbos. We go to machteshes, a mill, rechayim. Okay, different types of mortars and mills, things which you crush foods, which is toichin, a malacha deraisa, a kurnas rekordam, a kurnas a hammer, kordam is a hatchet, umachbadais, shemachadam amasabais, brooms. You're not allowed to sweep an earth floor because you got boine, you're going to smooth out mashragumas. Okay, we don't have this problem today. Today you are allowed to sweep a floor because our floors today are not earth floors, and the brooms, most of the brooms are made from types of materials which do not crumble, so there is no problem. But to the middle here, when the moch deraisa, the shofar menorah, and a shofar and a menorah, a shofar, he says a kli shemalachtoi li iser, it makes noise. Umenorah, ke candelabra, obviously, machat and shetarfim ba, that's sewing tefira. The neros shalemim, complete candles, bain shel chela, bain shel shaiva. Upsilas mitzvah given cotton wicks. So beget shatnez shasul lavshay, a garment of shatnez, which is called in the very chiddush. So kli shemalachta le iser. You're not allowed to wear shatnez. Memela, it's called a kli shemalach le'elias. That's not what you would typically think. You think that a garment is a garment. It's just muksamachmas atzmai because you have no use for it because it's shatnez. No, he's telling us that a garment is called a kli shemalach le'elias, which brings in it many heterim. A muksa machmas atzmai is more chomer than a kli shemalach le'elias. Yeah, what? You're not allowed to wear it. The issur is you're not allowed to wear a beged of shadnes. A beged of shadnes, so they say chiddush, because it's not because it's a malacha. It's not a Shabbos sticker issur. It's a general issur. But he's also concluding that in the category of a kli shemalach le'elias issur. Tray of food is fit for animals. Food, we learned. If you have animals are available, so that would be that food is not called a kli. Food is not a kli though. That's different. Food is machmas atzmai. A garment is a kli. A shirt, a jacket, a suit is a kli. Food is not called a utensil. So food that's not permitted is muksa machmas atzmai.
This tray for dishes.
Ein achnami tray for dishes l'chayra. I don't know for sure, but it sounds like it'll be a kli shemalach le'li iser, because you could use it.
A lot of different things.
Yeah, but you have a tray for soup.
You could eat cold food upon tray for dishes.
Vegetables in a.
You can use something, so it's not an isser. It's not a kli shemalach le'elias. You can use it for a permissible purpose. It's not really to get a kli shemalach le'elias. Kli shemalach le'elias means that its normal use is isser. A plate, a tray for plate, is not really usser. You can use it for cold food. You ever go to a hotel lounge and drink a glass? A hotel lounge with a girl.
With home.
Someone posted that. Someone showed me a couple of years ago. Posted on nasty on YouTube. Posted the hotel lounge, Brooklyn Marriott Hotel Mitzvah Shabbos.
He showed
like 5 dates in progress. Okay. Ubeget shane she'asa love shay v'chol shekain kiyotze ve'elu mutam l'talam tzachuv, and all of these things shkiyotze ve'elu mutam l'talam l'tzach gufam. So the rule is, kli shemalach le'elias has many leniencies. You're allowed in mutalta l'gufam for their own purpose. What does it mean their own purpose? Kigoyin kornas. If you have a hammer. A hammer is a kli shemalach le'elias, so it's used for malacha boyne, malacha deraisa. But if you want to use a hammer to break open nuts, kol hakavod. Carved on a hatchet, which also is boyne, lachtech bo davar machal. You want to break apart some hard meat. Machat, a needle, shel shlema, little bo es hakoitz. A person has a thorn, he pricked himself on Shabbos, he wants to remove a thorn from his finger, he can use a splinter, he can use a needle, regular needle. Now he goes on to say in parentheses, we have to be careful. Let's say you have a needle that's not a kli shemalach le'elias. Let's say the needle is broken. The needle is missing its eye or is missing the hole. Aval mitel uksa chuda. If the needle's uksa, the base where the thread goes to, or chuda, its point, has been cracked and it's no longer functional as a kli, no longer will you use this needle to sew clothing. Asar b'chol tiltul. Then it's asar b'chol tiltul. You're not allowed to use it. Because then it's not a kli shemalach le'elias, it's a muksa machmas atzmai and is aser. Next halacha. You also, if the hammer is in the way, I want to sit down in the location where the hammer is located, is positioned. I want to set up a table setting on the table where the hammer is located. So you're allowed to move it. Now he goes on to say, "V'kevon shed nadloi beheter." Once I've picking up this utensil beheter, v'chein im shachach v'nadloi be another. Let's say by mistake you pick it up by mistake and it's in your hand. Mutar l'taltaloi, you can be metaltal gam yoiser more than you need. I can move it around the entire room. Ulanicha b'mokom sheyirtze. Once you. No, so this okay. I didn't prepare properly, but if I'm the art scroll Kitzshuch Nochi mentions a Mishnah Brura that says don't get carried away here. This halacha, people make a mistake, make this mistake thing. Once I blew it, I picked up something. That's muksa. Oh, I already did the aver. It's already in my hands. I can move it wherever I want now. Not so fast. That's only when you picked it up in a permissible fashion. When you pick it up Now here it's imshochach v'nola biyada. Yeah.
The shinui you can pick up in the normal way.
The normal way, if you put for a purpose. If I need a hammer to break nuts, you can pick it up. So you have to make sure that it's a kli shemalach leli iser. It's not muksa machmas atzma. If it's a stone, you're not allowed to move it, no matter what. If it's you can move derech a shinui. If it's a shinui, that's always a heter.
And if you pick it up, you know how you walk with it.
Oh, so muksa machmas muk atzmai. That the Mishnah Berurah says is more chomer. Muksa machmas atzmai. If you pick it up, you have to right away, immediately. It's tane. You got to drop it. But a kli shemalachtoi leiser that you picked up in a permissible way. Find the footnote. If you got the kli shemalachtoi leiser that you picked up in a permissible way, you can put wherever you want. Now the Kitzur says a bigger chiddush. Look what he says, by a kli shemalachtoi li'iser, im shochach, if you forgot, it was an accident, I wasn't allowed to pick it up. There's a hammer, I forgot today is Shabbos, I picked it up. Oh no, today is Shabbos, why am I holding a hammer in my hand? Once the hammer already is in my hand, I can put it down wherever I want. Now he's checking over there in the article, I think there's a footnote there from the Mishnah Berurah that says, not everyone agrees to this principle, if you pick it up, by accident, are you allowed to put it wherever you want? It could be that the machmer, you have to put it away, you have to drop it right away if it was next. But the kitzur definitely here is lenient.
If you picked it up by mistake.
Put it down. Right. So he's chaylik on the kids, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a gra that is chaylik on the second part of the.
Would you gra stamp set?
No, the Mishnah Berurah brings it.
Oh, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra.
Yeah. Quotes the Gra that disagrees with the second part of this set, that if you pick it up by accident, a kli shemalachtoli iser, you have to drop it right away. But you always can fall back on the kitzur that says, no, if you pick it up by accident, you can put it down wherever you want. However, But let's say you want to move around because you don't want to get stolen. It's lying in a place where ganavim can steal the world, get ruined. Also, l'taltelon, you're not allowed to move it. Now, what about tefillin? U'tefillin gam kein asum l'taltel. You're not allowed to move tefillin on muksa. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to move tefillin. Tefillin are not called kelim shemalachtam leiser. It's very, they're more chomer. That's what the Mishnah Berurah dish says. In other words, let's say you need letzach gutim mukaymam. This is very common. I saw the shayla this 2 weeks ago on Shabbos. They were setting up for a kiddush in shul, and there was tefillin on the table. And there were two people, and one person asked the other, am I allowed to move the tefillin? I want to set up for the Kiddush. So the answer is no, you're not allowed to move the tefillin. You're just too big, you're not allowed to move the tefillin. And before the person had a chance to say no, someone else came along. Someone came along and took it away and put it on another table, because he was in the rush. What?
The reason tefillin is put to it is because you may carry it.
It's muksa. Why is muksa also in general? The main reason why muksa is also in general is because you may come to carry it in the street. There are four reasons we discussed this. There are four reasons why muksa is also. So all four reasons apply to tefillin. Tefillin is something which you don't wear on Shabbos. So you'll argue.
Depends on the machlokes. If you hold it, you can put on tefillin.
We hold that you don't. You can put on tefillin, but we hold that you don't. The bottom line is we don't. You can put on tefillin. That's a shas hadchak. It says Hashem yislach lechu in achanam. This is an exception. Yislach lechu. It says here the exception to tefillin is this is an exception. I don't know where it comes from, but if you have a situation where you're afraid that it's only going to get dirty,
because the rabbanim, the whole muktzah,
they made exceptions. It's sifrei kodesh, especially when it comes to Sifrei Kodesh. We learned that in the beginning that Sifrei Kodesh are never muksa. An item, we didn't learn, we'll come to later on. Sifrei Kodesh are never muksa. The Chazal warned you, so tefillin to some degree are an item of holiness, and therefore they are more lenient. If you're afraid it's going to get ruined or get the slach, you're allowed to move. But otherwise, it's more chomer than a kli shemalachta li iser. A kli shemalachta li iser is mutter litzarech mekoimai. Tefillin are not kelim shemalachta li iser. They're muksa machmas atzman. You're not allowed to move it, but they made an exception due to its holiness. You can move it if you're afraid they're going to get stolen or going to get ruined. That is the exception.
Well, on the floor, you want to pick them up.
Yes.
You have a kiddush, they're going to get ruined.
So you want to argue that the people, so you want to suggest that you want to be madri, because since the people in that situation, they're going to sit down at this table no matter what, because there's no room, and then there's a real concern that it's going to get yislachu. That's why it was mutter for the person to move the tefillin. Very good. Okay, nechanami. Nechanami, yeah.
If the tefillin were the only item on the table.
The table is the basis.
Right. So
then you can't move the table. Yes, it does. Whatever, whenever you have an item of muksa, yes, the entire table is muksa. No, then it does not. Then it does not. Then it's a boss, davar ha'asur, davar ha'mutar, then you're allowed to treat them. Yes, we're going to come to that soon. Correct. Okay, let's go take a look at the next halacha of Vav.
Rabbi,
yes.
On Shabbos, if I can't open a jar, I use pliers.
Yes, you can use pliers. The opening of a jar is a question. You have to be careful opening up a jar. Are you allowed to open up a jar on Shabbos? You have to open up in a destructive way. You can't open up a jar in a way where it's functional.
It's a jar of apple sauce.
Okay, a glass jar. What kind of jar?
Plastic or glass.
Something like that, you know.
Glass.
Okay, a glass. So once upon a time it was separated. The cover was put upon it, and now it's just pressurized. So yes, you are allowed to use pliers in a regular way to open up a jar. Even though pliers are kelim shemalachdam li iser, they're used for boineh, for construction purposes. You're permanently attaching bolts to the karka, so it's definitely kli shemalachdam li iser, but to use a kli shemalachdam li iser for permissible use is mutter.
So as long as it's not a jar, can you use a hammer to tap the...
Yes, you can. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
What do you tap to? Your
kid? You can use the pliers.
When you open it up, you're really separating the metal.
Oh, so that we discussed it. There are many, many opinions in regard to the bottle caps. Halacha l'maisa, most of us are nagel. There are many, we learned this a while ago, that it's not called a kli. We have to go back and discuss all the issues. But there are machmirim and there are matirim. So many of us are simuch on the matirim. Okay, let's go to halacha vav. Muksa machmas chisaron kis. Another category. What is that? Tahainu shadam mekatze midaiter lishtamesh. When a person decides that he's not going to use this item, it's an antique. It's a vase that's extremely valuable. It's worth $100,000. Who'd want to use this vase to serve a guest? Now here the example he gives is kli umnus. That's not a good example. He's discussing a kli umnus like the knife of a sheichet. You don't use a sheichet, does not use his knife, his chalaf, to cut bread, because it's a very expensive knife and has to be perfectly sharp for shechita. And if you're going... So these things are clay umnis that you only use mineshu makbir alem shloy skalkukugan clay umnis shemakbir alem shloy yifkimu vesakin shemisaknin boyes hakumos, a special that was used to prepare a quill. To make a quill, they have special knives. I went to a course in Safra, so we don't use any, we have regular razor blades, regular, no, nothing special. I don't know, maybe some people have special knives. Shemisaknin boyes hakumos vesakin shal shkita vesakin shal nila vechein. Neser ha'imed l'ksiva pets v'shtari chayvais v'kisri cheshponas v'igaros. What is that? I'm not sure what that word is. V'chein nun safresh. Is that a nun?
Neser, that's like
pad. Neser ha'imed l'ksiva u'shtari chayvais v'kisri receipts v'kisri cheshponas.
No, it's niyar.
Oh, niyar. Niyar?
Oh,
where's the ray? Where?
No, it looks like a cup.
The art school edition. No wonder I prepare from that. I don't prepare from that.
This was the sand that you used to drive it in.
Im ein darkol hashim, if it's not your derech to lend them out, im ein darkol hashilam l'ponim einim muksam, but if it is your derech to lend it out, then they're not muksam. Kol elu ha'adayim l'chem, v'chein kis ha'miyuchad l'mos, a wallet, okay? A wallet also, havyon muksam machmas chesaron kis, and here is the chumra v'yasurim l'tiltul, afilu l'tzarech gufoy or l'tzarech mukam. These things are completely osur. They not be moved whatsoever. Halacha zayin. Davar she'ein alav shem kli klal. Okay, new category. Kli, something that's not even a kli, it's just an object, a stone. Gun eitzim v'avonim v'chatichas barzel chodoyim v'asum gamkein b'chol tiltul afim l'tzorech gufan v'tzorech mekam. These things are 100% osur. Avol ela in kein yichdoi b'erev Shabbos le'ein zetash m'shei shtamesh. The exceptions that you set aside, then bo'il l'oilam. If you set aside a stone to serve as a pep, as designated as a paperweight forever, not just for the Shabbos, you, according to the Kitzur, you must designate a stone, piece of wood, something which is not called, not a utensil, but you're designating it forever for a function, then it no longer is muktzuchin. Therefore, also l'tidl kisam l'chalach b'shinav, therefore not allowed to naf mina, you're not allowed to take a splinter of wood to clean your teeth on Shabbos, because when Shabbos has begun, it was a splinter. It was not a utensil. It was muksa machmas atzmo. You're not allowed to use muksa machmas atzmo litzorech gufoy. It's a toothpick. The toothpicks are miyuchet. If you buy toothpicks in the store, they're made for that. They're designated for the sliyolam. But if you go to the street and you walk, and you're passing a construction site, and you see lying in the garbage a little toothpick, a little piece of wood, you want to go use the clean your teeth. When Shabbos began, it was muksa machmas atzmoi, and muksa machmas atzmoi is osra fil l'tzorech gufoy. Fine. Nero is next halacha. Nero she'enem shleinim. What about used, partially used candles? Gam ken in she'en shem kli aleihem. So he says here a very fascinating chiddush. In the previous halacha, we learned that Neros are called kelim, and they're kelim muksklem shemalachdom liyisr. A ner is set aside for a prohibited purpose to make a fire. So if you want to take a candle out of your out of the box in your closet, and you want to use the candle, I don't know, for some purpose to bang on something, it's mutter. But a partially used ner is not called a kli. It's muksa machmas atzmai, and you're not allowed to use the tzarech gufay umakoymai. V'chei gamkein ein shem kli aleim v'yasum b'chol tiltul v'chein sulam shel aliyah ein olav teras kli. A sulam shel aliyah. Now this is a special type of ladder. A ladder that's used for an attic. It's not your typical ladder. I'm not exactly sure the details. It's not called the kli shem alachtoy l'isra, and you're not allowed to use the ladder for tzarech gufay.
What's the ladder?
No, sulam shel aliyah. So yeah, it has to be there. It has to be in position. But you can get to the attic. But if you want to take it away from its location and move it to a different location, that's also.
Can you bring what?
No, you can't. You can't bring it to use. That's what it says.
That's the only way to get.
I'm not exactly sure what the sulam. I don't know. I have to look. I have to prepare more better. But it could be that it's a certain type of ladder. It's not the ladder that we're familiar with, which might indeed be mutter. But here, whatever this ladder is, he holds it to be a klish muktzah machmas atzmai, and if it's not in position, you're not allowed to move it, even for its permissible purpose. Yeah.
Question. What is the logic? A klish malachtay l'isser.
Yeah.
If you don't use it for the isser, it's mutter. But something that's a dovish ein l'shem klal is always
a. It's very strong because what is muksa? Muksa means it's set aside. I'm never going to use it. Yimak mekatze midas. I push it away. A kli You don't push away. I use my hammer every single day. 6 days a week, that's what I do. I'm a carpenter. I use my hammer. Shabbos, I don't use it. But during the week, I don't push it away. A splinter, a stone, I never use. It's garbage. It's in the street. It's been pushed away out of my mind forever. So a stone is more muksa than a kli shemalach d'aliyaser. You can't use a kli shemalach d'aliyaser on Shabbos for no purpose. It's muksa. But if you find a permissible function for a hammer, then it's permitted because you don't push the hammer out of your mind. On Shabbos, we only do not allow you to use things that have been pushed away. A hammer, you don't fully push away. You use it 6 days a week. So on Shabbos, can I use it? Well, on Shabbos is different. But if you're going to use the hammer for permissible use, you can use it because you have not really pushed the hammer out of your mind. But a stone lying in the street, you have completely disassociated your mind from, and therefore you have to separate from. Okay, yeah, any other questions? Okay, let's take a look at the Shem Shem Allah on the previous page. The long Shem Shem Allah, Eid Sim Bavonim. If you have in front of you stone and wood, Zenik Mutsa Machmas Gufay. This category is Mutsa Machmas Gufay, Shech. Chashavti Oysam Le'el, which I have enumerated. I have enumerated this as one of the six categories of muksa in the previous sif, in the previous halacha in the Shion and Nisim Halacha. We learned this yesterday, all the various categories. V'yayin Beis Yosef B'Megodim Mem Zayin Shekosu D'Bemuksa Zu Yesh Yud Gimel Darkei Heter V'Eluhain. There are 13 exceptions when it comes to muksa Nachmas Atzmo. There are 13. Here we go through all 13. Number one is Charoyois Sheldekel Unisodim Sheluman Vechavile Kash. We have pieces of wood of a palm tree. Branches Charoyois Sheldekel means branches of a palm tree, like lulavim, and Unisodim Sheluman 2x4s, lumber. Vechavile Kash, bundles of straw. The Eitzim in wood. Sheskinoi Lamachel Behema. All of these things which have been designated, I guess it means small twigs. Small twigs which have been designated for Machal Behema. Then the rule is Lamachal Behema. Ulevenim Shemeshar Bina Binyin. Uchayotse. Mutarim Lataltal Al Yidei Machshava Shechoshu Alein Me'erev Shabbos. So these things, then why would you want to use bricks? You want to use them to sit down upon, you want to move them around. So these things, by definition, are muksa machmas atzme, muksa machmas kufa. These things are muksa. They have no function in and of themselves. But you can make use of these things. The way you can make use of these things is for animal food, or you can take the brick and you can use the brick as a place to sit down on Shabbos. So what do you need to do? What do you need to do before Shabbos in order to make these things miyuchad for Shabbos? You must have at least a machshava. You do not need a maisa, but you need a thought before Shabbos that you plan on using these wood, these pieces of wood, these twigs, this and the bricks, that is sufficient. That's halacha number one. Machshav alone is enough. Halacha base. Offer, the chol, earth and sand, shechnisan l'bayis, that you brought into your home, the yichud lohem makam, you designated a corner, oy shechim tzuvunim v'zavis b'chatzer, they are piled in a corner in the chatzer, oy b'bayis, mutul l'talatlam, sand, even though sand and earth is something which is muksa machmas atzmai, once these things already have been brought into your home, machshava alone is not enough. If the sand is, why would you, by the way, why do you want sand? You want your sand to cover, to spread on the floor, to cover up waste. If someone has an accident, so you take the sand and the dust, the dirt, and you put it on top of the sawdust. You cover over the something that's dirty or spoiled. So in these things, it's not enough to have machshava about them Erev Shabbos. If you want to use them on Shabbos, they must already have been brought into your home and put aside, ready to use. Otherwise, sand and earth is muksa machmas kufay. Machshava alone is not enough. Gimel. Nidvach shel avonim, a row of bricks. Tsarich l'shavshafam u'l'sadram, you have to smooth them or arrange them. You must do a significant maisa, because a row of bricks is meant for binyan. It's muksa machmas. It's muksa machmas gufay, but it's a greater degree of muksa machmas gufo. In the previous case, we had was a brick lying just a brick lying in the street. Here you have a row of bricks. A row of bricks is meant for construction purposes. So you want to go use these bricks on Shabbos first as a chair, a stool, something to sit on. You have to actually, it's not enough to bring them into the house, you have to smooth them. You have to make a shinoi in the brick itself in order to make them functional, to miyachid them for Shabbos. But that's Saram, the Sagei, the Machshav, the Ram is more lenient. He also, when it comes to bricks, you don't even have to go and do a maisa. You can even have a Machshav, would be enough. Dalit, Kisui Shel Bor Vidus, the cover of a pit or a dus, nitalim, which are movable, im yesh lechem beisach, if there's a handle, these things are mutter. Handles are covers are mutter. So this will be nafkamino, comes to a garbage can. You have the lid on the garbage can, it's considered to be in stamuksa, even though it itself is not a kli, it doesn't really serve any function. It's not a kli, it's just a lid, it's just a cover. Being, it doesn't matter. This is an exception to the rule of muksa. Halacha,
but it
seems to be
only if it has a handle.
It has to have a handle. So, why? Because that shows that it's muchet for a purpose, not just a piece of wood. If there's no handle, it would appear that it's just a piece of muksa machmas atzma. It has no function. Once it has a handle, that already is a sign that this is miyuchid for covering. So I guess our garbage cans, they're all built, the miyuchid. The shape, the size, the material is all miyuchid, that it should serve as a cover for the garbage can. L'chor, it's no worse than there being a handle, and it would not be muksa. Some have handles, but they have, those that don't have handles, they have the indentations, the plastic, it's formed grips. So that
l'chora. No,
not a shirabin. The shirabin, you can't move in the ramas. It's not muksa.
Uh-huh.
You would say, well, how am I allowed to go cover the handle, the cover of a garbage can? What function does it serve? The garbage can is a garbage can. It's a kli.
It's a garbage can. You use a garbage can in Shabbos, you let it throw. You're not allowed to cover it back, even if
you might make that mistake, Kamash, when you are allowed. That's the chesh. That's one of the exceptions. If not for this exception, we may be misled to believe that a cover of a garbage can would be muksa, because it's not a kli. What is it? The cover. So it's only called a cover because it has it's designated as a cover. I guess we don't relate to the times. This halacha is a little bit outdated, because today a garbage can, the cover of a garbage can, it's obvious. What is this? It's a cover. It's a garbage can. In ancient times, not so long ago, you have a pit. So what do you cover it? A piece of wood. A piece of wood is a kli shemalach d'liyisr. No, but this is not any ordinary piece of wood. This is the piece of wood that covers the pit on Avenue J. You don't want the car to fall into the hole. It's a special piece of wood. Oh, really? I can't tell it's anything special. Don't you see it says on it, New York City DOT, Department of Transportation? Oh, now when you see the stamp, you see the handle, the grip, now you know it's special. Halacha, next halacha, vav, next exception is hitiul tatal gras hamayuchel lerei, a bedpan. You're allowed to mevital to love, even though it's disgusting. Muksa machmas mius, and lohaitzi luchutz af al pish ein by mayim. Even though there is no water, it has no function. It's just something which is disgusting. Now he's really going into muksa machmas mius. I'm not exactly sure over here why he's telling this in the category of muksa machmas atzmai. Nevertheless, he includes in the 13 heterim. But a graf shel rei, something that is detestable, you're allowed to remove from the room, even though there is no water inside. Halacha zayin, mutter, exception number 7, mutter l'tatel hariyatzno, the waste, the excrement itself can be moved on Shabbos, bein al yidei kli, either with your hands, I guess you're putting on gloves, I assume, or using a kli, you're allowed to move the waste itself. Ches, mutter l'tatel meis menamin min ha Deleka, a dead body may be removed from a place where there's a fire not to be burnt. Techtes, mutl tatl meis mibnei hachamo al yidei, from the heat, only to kikor oi tinak, put a loaf of bread upon the mace or a tinak or a child, and a kikor oi tinak sha'olav upon him. You know, why dafka kikor tinak? Why the Chazal give these two very strange mishalim? Because it's the opposite of death. Man lives on bread. The kikar is a symbolic of life. A tinoik is also symbolic of life. That's the beginning of life. So if you want to be metal to lemeis, a dead body is the ultimate muksa. because it has no purpose anymore. The body has no function in this world anymore. Think about it. You want to talk about muksa. What's the muksa? So the example that we start today is muksa is noilat. It did not exist when Shabbos began. But there's even a greater form of muksa, and that's a dead body. Because a dead body, the body has no function without the neshama. It's completely set aside. What are you going to do with the dead body in this world? You heard in this world, the neshama is here to elevate the guf once the neshama has left. So you're able to metalbal muksa al yidei something that's not muksa. What is the complete opposite of something that's not muksa? A kikar or a tinuk. A kikar or a tinuk are symbolic of the ultimate life. Next, Yod Mutl Tatl Kites, Hamunach Mirishus Rabim, Lamokim Hadarsim Shlo Yizku, Yelad Mutatl Kites, in order not to be injured. Yod Aleph, Mutl Tatl Kalibia Gozim Alidation Masalik Atabla Munara, you're allowed to metaltel shells of nuts as long as you don't directly touch them, you push them away indirectly with a tablet. Halacha Yud Beis Mudal Tatal Shavir Kelim Ulvachi Yoisim Ein Malachni Yelam Tatal Broken Kelim shouldn't get hurt as long as they can still function similar. We had this in the very beginning. If they can still function something similar to do before, it would be mutter. And Yud Gimel is Mudal Tatal Davar Also Shaloi Biyadav Ella Al Yidei Gufai. This is the ultimate exception. It makes all of the Hilchos Muksa books obsolete. When something is muksa and you got to get out of the way, you use your elbow. So what are you doing Hilchos Muksa for? You don't. You have to go to the swarm store, piles of books on Hilchos Muksa. You don't need to know anything. All you need to know is something is in the way. You move it.
The last branch of the chapter.
But that for sure. That it said before. That you got to do. Be a dayimamish. Because sakana. Sakana. Anything that is sakana, you're allowed to move. You're allowed to tattle right away. But something which you're not allowed to move, you're allowed to tattle. I'll yilad yimtaltel klachayad. If you need to.
Tell your wife to warn you. If you don't move it, I'll break your head. So
All right, let us take a short break.